Open the eyes of my heart. Blessed be your name. Reality TV.
In that order.
Hey you. Come listen. We need to talk.
Hey, we need to talk.
Welcome to the Church Communications Group podcast, where we help church leaders find clarity, confidence, and connection in their communications. I'm Kim, General Manager of the Church Communications Group, joined by my co-host and friend, Zach.
Every Tuesday, we'll bring you fresh insights on what's happening in church communications. We promise to keep it real around here. Expect authentic conversations, practical advice, and definitely a few laughs along the way.
In each episode, we'll also share a valuable resource to help you grow in your church communications, leadership skills, and honestly, just life as well. So whether you're a seasoned communications director or just starting out, there is something here for you.
Now, get ready to learn, grow, and connect as we open up the conversation in today's episode of Hey, We Need to Talk. Happy Tuesday, church communicators. It is time to talk. I'm your host, Zach, and I'm here today with Tika and Brittany.
Hi, everybody.
So today, what we're going to be talking about is creativity and being a creative in the church realm. We grew up in like that really good pop culture time. Like, don't you think like Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, like we had like the VMAs, like they were just on like not too long ago. And like,
yeah,
it's not the same. It's just, I love the early 2000s. That's what I'm inspired by.
I'm like, is it? Okay. Like, cause honestly, yes, it's not, I agree. It's not the same, but is it not the same? Or are we just?
It is. Well, that's true. So like I was talking to a worship leader yesterday and she just came back from a worship conference and she said something that was like pretty profound. Like I was like, oh, that makes sense. Cause like I've led worship. Tika, have you ever done like the worship team?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like Brittany, you
obviously done it all. Yeah. Obviously, Brittany has. Obviously.
She's the worship leader for everybody.
I'm not actually, but no.
Or most everybody. Well, she said like, you know how like people are always like bring back the good songs and like the good like music, but like somebody like said at the conference, it's because like that was a paramount time in their relationship with God. Like I like think back, like I got saved my freshman year of high school. And so like songs like Mighty to Save, like was thing like Jesus Culture, How He Loves. And so no. When I think back of like, what was the good time of worship music? It was that. But that's why people love him so much, is because like it was paramount in their like developmental.
That's really interesting.
So I think it's the same thing with reality TV. Like Real Housewives, well, not Real Housewives.
Open the eyes of my heart. Blessed be your name. Reality TV.
Reality TV. In that order.
So today, now that we can get back on track there, we're going to be talking about being a creative and how creativity inspires our church work. And a big proponent of what we talk about a lot of times at Church Communications Group, like when we're talking with churches, is we really want to be able to be not just good, like church good, but we want to actually be good. Like we want to be able to draw people in that may not be just focused on like church graphics or, you know, what is churchy to us and what's good churchy. So like a lot of what we work with clients about in the churches is pulling in inspiration from things other than the church walls. And so like, I just want to start that conversation with us of like, hey, what inspires us? And then like, how then does it inform what we create in the church? So like, Tika, let's just start out. Like, what are you inspired by?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I know what you're inspired by. Taylor Swift.
My baby's inspired to be calm by Taylor Swift, which I appreciate. Thank you, Taylor Swift. This is a shout out to you. Thank you for allowing my baby to not be crying. we love you. but yeah, I mean, music is definitely one for sure. But I think for me, I'm actually a photographer by trade. Yeah, surprise. You didn't know that?
I mean, I like that I act like I've been your best friend for 20 years.
Or yeah. Photographer by trade. Actually, more a medical photographer by trade. That's a whole other rabbit hole. Did you know that?
No.
My degree's in biomedical photographic communications. So, yeah.
Can you take pictures of like surgery? What is that?
I did. I actually took, I worked, worked at a hospital.
You're watching right now, Oliver. You're not jaws watching. Drop. All my jaws are like literally dropped. Like that was the silence.
Yeah. So I took pictures of surgeries. I was a ophthalmic photographer for people who have eye cancer. So I helped prettier face. Yeah. I helped try to like take pictures to help figure out if people like had eye cancer, like photography helped with that. I also helped with a lot of research for like helping to cure it. And then I was in the OR taking pictures of surgeries. That does not inspire me though, but it was fun. But it was really fun.
Photography does.
Photography inspires me, but more so I think travel does. I love to travel. I traveled way more in my 20s before baby and being married, but I love to travel. But I think the reason travel inspires me is because it allowed me just to like relax. I think sometimes when we're like working, it's like really hard to be a creative. Sometimes like stress makes it really hard for us to create, especially if we're in like stressful environments or like we're surrounded by people. Sometimes we just need like space to like be creative. So I always feel like when I travel, my Instagram feed is like real good. Gosh. But when I'm not traveling, I don't post. Now it's just my baby. But I think a lot of
inspiration.
I mean, he's really
he has the cutest baby I've ever seen.
He's very cute. And being a photographer, it's nice to have a cute baby because he gets a lot of pictures taken of.
He does.
But I think when it comes to like church, I think a lot of things I try to remind communications directors is like, have fun. Because I think a lot of times we forget that we're allowed to have fun. And so if you don't love a task, like find a way to have fun with it. Like lean into the personality of the church, like lean into just being, you can be a little silly and have a little bit of fun with it. Church doesn't have to be like really stuffy. It can be really fun. And enjoy what you're doing. I mean, of course the job has to get done, but like at the end of the day, it's church and like we should be enjoying it. And it shouldn't make us feel like uninspired. So yeah. I think that has a lot to do with it. Also, I find when I'm designing, so I also do a lot of like the design and branding works. I'll find out when I'm designing that I like think I have a really cool color palette and it ends up just being like the water bottle that's sitting next to me for like 3 days. Every time.
Subconsciously, you're like, why?
Oh, wait. I'm like, why? I love these colors. And then I'm like, oh, it's these ones.
It's that. Brittany, what inspires you?
I would have to agree with Tika, like primarily about like travel. You would think music. I mean, I love music, but like it becomes white noise a little bit. So I like very limited. Like I'll get stuck on like one song and have it on repeat for a bit. But like I don't like drown myself out with a ton of music. And I normally revert back to like nostalgic music for me for inspiration. But travel is like the number one thing for me too. I think, especially when I was working directly, in the church as a creative director, I would always like leave for like a month at a time and go, over to like Europe or whatever and just kind of like live like I was retired and immerse myself in the culture. And like, I luckily had the luxury to do that and incredible like team like that was running everything and able to do all that. But it was really, really cool because I think that it's just it's separating yourself from your everyday surroundings. Like Tika was saying, it's like you see a different side of culture. Like you see a different way of life. You see people slowing down, people like stop in the middle of the day to like just eat and hang out, you know, and they're not like rushed for time. I think in like American culture, we can be like, you know, we have to be done 45 minute lunch or like whatever, everything has to be in a time frame. And being in different cities, seeing different architecture, seeing things that are super old. Like, I feel like we're still such a new country too, that like traveling is so nice to see things that are like thousands of years old. You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy. I think, yeah, like one of my favorite places is Rome because I've never felt so parallel with history. Like, you feel like you're walking and you feel like, is this going on at the same time? Like, is Caesar here? But like, you know,
yeah,
here, but like in a different realm or something.
Yeah. And Brittany, that's a good point, is like, sometimes we got to take ourselves, even like, we get so fixated in our church that like, we don't, are we're not able to like move ourselves out of that, because that's all we're seeing. We're only seeing our brand colors. We're only seeing, even like within denominations, only with what our denomination is doing. So even that outside perspective is huge. And a lot of the times, like for me, I derive inspiration from theater. And I think it's because from like such a young age, like I remember, I really got into theater when I was like a young teenager. And it's because like it, number one, it opened me up to the idea that this is a shared experience, which church is like, this is the only time we're all going to be in this room together, living this exact moment. And I think that's completely inspiring, but also the idea of it builds empathy. Like theater is telling stories, and what we're doing, like, on Sunday mornings is telling ultimately the story of God, but we're coming together and telling each other's story. So like, I'm inspired a lot by storytelling. And so like a lot of my inspiration comes from acting and actors. Like my voice teacher, Nicole Renna, she is literally like the best. Like, she, shout out, honestly, hire her, book her, everything. She also does marketing. So if you ever need marketing, Nicole Renna is such a vibe. But I like the first time I saw her perform, it was like in a, like a little tiny in Philly. It was like, I was scared. I was scrunched up against the wall. And that's 6 foot two. I was scrunched. And, but she sang "I Dreamed a Dream." And like, I saw her like encompass this moment and like the storytelling that came from her. But I'm inspired by that because like, it's storytelling. And that's what actually informs like in content creation for me, is like, I want to tell stories, because we do have stories every Sunday of people's marriages being restored, people's just like life being changed and transformed, all under the huge overarching look of the story of God. And so theater inspires me of just different ways to tell stories. And, you know, it's production based, and Sunday mornings has an element of production. So you're like, oh, that was pretty cool. So like, storytelling is like a huge inspiration.
I would agree, like, to your point, what you're saying is like concerts, any sort of live production. Live production was really like my ultimate lane in church ministry. And so anytime that you're in a space where you know that like, you're ultimately not in control. You're as in control as you can be. But like you said, Zach, it's like this one moment that everyone's experiencing together, and there's things that can go wrong. Like, right. Like that's the excitement of live production. And so I think that like being in spaces where I'm, sounds weird, but like out of control, like that I'm not fully in control, taking things like, you know, being in New York and taking a subway, like you can control if that like shuts down or like those types of things. It's just like, being in a space that I don't have control really does like help inspire me to think differently.
Yeah. So. It's good for us as church communicators to look at like the things that inspire us as people. Yeah. Because that's going to help us inform, like, you know, Tika, for you, photography, it's, and you're trying to tell a story through that photography.
You are. Yeah.
And then even like Brittany in the travel, like you're looking at architecture and you see the story of that time, like Caesar, like you're like, what's Caesar like? Like, what's that like?
Brutus.
And even like,
sorry, that was a Mean Girls reference, but that's fine.
So if you want to hear more, make sure that you hit the follow button on all the places that you stream your podcast, Spotify, Apple Music. Make sure that you leave us a review. And if you want more Church Communications Group, make sure that you follow us on social media. We have a 35,000 people Facebook group, which is just full of great resources and people just connecting. So if you need connection, that Facebook group is going to be a great place. But then also follow us on social media, because we will be able to resource you. You'll be able to see clips of the podcast and keep up to date. And if you want to have more information of Church Communications Group, just visit churchcommunications.com. So join us next week as we have another enthralling conversation about church communications. So we'll see you next week.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.